Lovely Surprise by Blossom Dreams, read by Star Duchess. Draco couldn't be more amused. He watched Harry run around the kitchen trying to find a tray for the food. Draco stood up waddling, over to the kitchen. He peeked in, resting his hands on the top of his stomach. "Do you need help?" Harry turned around, walking over to Draco. "You shouldn't be up. Remember the healer told you to take it easy." He placed his hand on the small of Draco's back, leading him to the closest chair. "I know, but she also told me I was doing fine and I could walk around," Draco said, taking a seat at the dining room table. Harry shook his head. "What if you bump into something?" Draco huffed. "I'll have you know I haven't lost my grace since I've gotten pregnant." "I know, but walking if you don't have to," Harry said, kissing Draco lightly. "Fine, but can I have my food now?" Draco asked. "Oh, right, I'll be right back with that," Harry said, dashing back into the kitchen. Draco chuckled, going back to his favorite show of the past 8 months. He couldn't help it. He called Harry again. Harry ran into the dining room. "What is it? Are you okay? Do you need something?"
"Yes."
"What is it?"
"I want to tell you that the tray you're looking for is over there."
Draco pointed to the other side of the dining room table. Harry looked over, his eyes widening in surprise at the tray. He turned to Draco with a sheepish smile. "I'll go get the tray now."
Draco nodded, placing a hand on Harry's cheek. "Good idea."
Harry nodded, going over to the end of the table. Draco sat back, chuckling, as Harry walked back into the kitchen. After the war and the resulting trials, Draco didn't know if he could find anything humorous anymore. Until Harry Potter entered his life again. They reconnected by chance at a ministry event. Draco attended as a way to get Pansy to leave him alone. He didn't expect to find Harry there doing the same thing for Hermione. One talk led to many more throughout the night. Draco thought that would be the last time he would see Harry. Of course Draco saw Harry again. Draco didn't know why he thought it would be the last time. Harry continued to be a constant even after school. They met in Flourishing Plots, Fortescue's, and Gringotts. Draco had a feeling Pansy was behind many of the meetings, but he didn't complain. Accidental meetings turned into arranged dates. Date the restaurant turned into candlelight meals for two. They still argued, but many arguments ended with heated trysts in the bedroom or against the wall. After 2 years and a memorable date in Paris, Harry asked Draco to marry him. Draco kissed him before Harry could fish the ring out. Their wedding and marriage were never out of surprises. The surprises continued when Draco revealed a special trait in the Malfoy bloodline. Males were able to bear children, but the trait skipped every other generation. It didn't skip Draco's generation. Harry couldn't be happier, since it explained Draco's sudden sickness. Draco shared the happiness of having a child with Harry. After many trips to St. Mungo's and prenatal potions later, Draco's body was ready to carry their child. Carrying a new life made Draco nervous, but he calmed down after the 5th month. However, Harry's nerves grew after the 5th month. Harry watched Draco constantly, making sure Draco had everything he needed before work. He started to cook more and order takeout less. Many bakeries knew Harry and his nightly trips. Harry read every book about male pregnancy he could find. Hermione was more than happy to help him with that. At first, Draco didn't understand Harry's nerves. The healer reassured Harry that Draco would be fine. It calmed Draco's nerves whenever his fears of fatherhood surfaced. It didn't settle Harry, though, until Draco reassured him things would work out. He realized that Harry was nervous about becoming a new father. His actions were normal. It didn't stop Draco from finding the actions entertaining. "Okay, here we go. Sorry it took so long." Harry placed the tray in front of Draco.
"It's all right. I enjoyed watching you search in the kitchen."
"It looked like you were looking for the snitch," Draco said. "Finding the snitch would be much easier than looking for this tray," Harry said, sighing quietly. "Well, I found it, and that's what counts."
"Yes, you found it just before the baby is born," Draco said.
"Ha ha, well, since we're on the subject, how is the baby?" Harry asked.
She's fine. A little restless, but nothing to fire call a healer about.
Draco finished quickly, stopping Harry in his tracks.
Harry eyed Draco suspiciously.
Are you sure?
Draco nodded.
Yes. Sit down and have lunch with me.
Harry walked back to the table.
All right, wait. You think the baby will be a girl?
Draco nodded.
I think so, but a boy would be nice, too. He's going to be such a gentleman. My little girl will be such a sweetie. I know they are going to break many hearts. That is, if their father doesn't hex their dates.
I'm not going to hex their dates.
Maybe slip some veritaserum in their tea, but no hexes, Harry said, taking a sandwich.
Draco smirked.
Of course, because that's not illegal.
Harry chuckled. Of course not, but I won't be as bad as you.
Draco raised an eyebrow.
What do you mean?
I think our children's states will go running once they see your glare, Harry said.
I don't think my glare will top yours, Draco said.
Harry snorted.
I beg to differ. One look and their date is going to hurry out the door.
If they can't handle us, then they have no chance with their grandparents, Draco said.
That's true. Speaking of which, how are your parents? Harry asked.
Well, Mother's overjoyed about the birth. She's looking forward to seeing us today for tea and an update.
Draco sipped his water.
Harry nodded. All right, how's Lucius?
Father is looking forward to the birth. However, he's coming to terms about being a grandfather. He's also trying to process how you reactivated the Malfoy gene.
That doesn't surprise me. If anyone could activate it, it would be you, Draco said.
Harry smiled sheepishly.
He's still on about that.
Yes, he is. I don't think he'll drop it. He's looking forward to his grandchild, though, Draco said.
Oh, that's good. At least he hasn't tried to hex me again.
He can't hex the father of my child. I won't allow it, Draco nodded.
Harry flushed lightly as the heat traveled through his chest.
Draco.
Besides, what if I need something? Who's going to get it for me?
Draco said, finishing off his sandwich.
Harry frowned, torn between pinching his husband or kissing him.
Draco looked over with an innocent smile.
What?
Harry chuckled softly.
Nothing.
Draco smirked, getting up with his plate to take to the sink.
Harry stood immediately, trailing after Draco.
I can clean up, you know.
I'm capable of cleaning my own plate, Draco turned on the water.
Careful, you're starting to sound like a house elf.
I'm not. I'm just making sure that I don't lift a finger, I know.
I may not be able to fly yet or lift anything, but I can clean a small plate.
Draco washed the suds off before drying it. He put it away, turning to Harry with a smug look on his face.
See, I'm not hurt.
I see. Maybe it's a miracle. Harry grinned.
Very nice, Draco drawled.
Harry laughed, turning to the clock. We have some time before we have to go over. What do you want to do?
I can think of something, Draco whispered, pulling Harry close for a kiss.
Harry closed his eyes, pulling Draco close to deepen the kiss. Harry pulled back after a few seconds, earning a frustrated glare from Draco.
Can you?
Yes!
Did the healer? For Merlin's sake, yes, I can have sex. The healer said it's all right.
Draco huffed, kissing away the question on the tip of Harry's tongue.
Harry groaned, wrapping his arms around Draco's waist.
Draco moaned, sliding his fingers in Harry's hair. They would have enough to have some fun before their visit.
Sissa, they're late,
Lucius said from the prophet.
I know, dear. But Draco is 8 months along. It's going to take him longer to get around places.
I'm glad Harry is there to help him, Narcissa said, returning to her needlepoint.
Lucius's face twisted at the mention of his son-in-law. The twitch developed after the last time he hexed Harry and received the cold shoulder from Narcissa for a week.
The hex was a reflex.
How was he to know that Draco's screams were that of pleasure? It was a simple mistake. However, Narcissa didn't agree. Lucius did anticipate the arrival of his grandchild, but that meant more time with Potter, since Narcissa insisted. "Aren't you glad Harry is there to help Draco?" Narcissa repeated.
"Yes, but I don't understand why Harry has to follow Draco around like a lost dog." "Draco is capable of taking care of himself," Lucius said.
He quickly changed his tone when he felt Narcissa's pointed stare. "Harry has first father jitters, that's all. He'll be fine once the baby is born. I wonder if we'll have a granddaughter or a grandson," Narcissa hummed happily. Lucius felt his face twitch again at the thought of Potter's genes. Lucius was grateful his grandchild would have Malfoy genes as well.
"Either will be nice as long as the child is healthy," Lucius murmured, turning a page.
Narcissa smiled. "Yes, I'm hoping for that too. I wonder, though, will our grandchild have to wear glasses?" She bit back a laugh at the ruffle of papers. A house elf popped in the room, bowing low.
"Mum, young Master Draco and Harry is here."
"Wonderful. Send them in, Bippy," Narcissa said, setting her needlepoint down. Bippy bowed again before disappearing from the room. Narcissa could hear Harry and Draco on their way to the sitting room.
"Now, explain to me again why we called the healer," Draco asked.
"Well, you felt something. I wanted to be sure it wasn't pain," Harry reasoned.
"What I felt was the baby shifting. That tends to happen during this time," Draco said as Harry opened the door.
"I just wanted to be sure," Harry said, walking in after Draco.
"You know our healer is going to start ignoring our calls soon. I believe she's going to need a healer soon."
"I'm not that bad," Harry started, but stopped at Draco's disbelieving look. Harry frowned, flushing lightly.
"Well, I'm not."
"Of course not. The nightly calls are just to make sure the healer at St. Mungo's are up," Draco smirked, as Harry muttered under his breath. Draco turned to his parents.
"Good afternoon, Mother, Father."
He took a seat next to Narcissa as Harry sat next to him, muttering pleasantries. Narcissa smiled.
"Hello, Draco. Hello, Harry."
Lucius nodded, folding the prophets back into place.
"Draco, Harry."
"Bippy will be here with the tea soon. But tell me, what this talk of nightly calls?" Narcissa asked.
"Well, Harry continues to bother Healer McNeil with his nightly calls. Whenever I get up for the night, when the baby kicks, when the baby shifts, he's right there ready to call. I believe St. Mungo's staff may have grown tired of us," Draco said.
"I just want to make sure that nothing happens. I read about the higher risks of male pregnancy, and I just want to make sure that everything is working well," Harry said.
Lucius tried to stop the twitches in his face, but wasn't doing a good job.
Narcissa laughed softly behind her hand.
"While the risks are higher, it's nothing to worry about. There haven't been any complications, correct?"
"Yes, the healer said Draco is doing fine," Harry said.
"Then there's nothing to worry about. Draco continues with his diet and listen to the healers. He'll be fine," Narcissa said.
"All right, I'll try to come down," Harry said. Narcissa patted Harry's hand gently.
"It's only nerves for being a beginning father. They will pass in time."
Harry smiled.
"Thanks, you know I..." "Draco, what is wrong with you?"
Lucius asked, noticing the grimace across Draco's face.
Draco placed a hand on his stomach, blinking slowly.
I don't know. I felt the baby kick many times. This time it felt different."
He looked at the empty seat next to him.
"Where's Harry?"
"When you mentioned the baby, Harry ran into the living room. I'm surprised. I didn't know he possessed that level of speed," Narcissa said. She noted the number of twitches in Lucius's face. Narcissa had a bet with Andromeda over how many times Lucius would twitch before the baby was born. Andromeda was currently in the lead, but Narcissa knew she would catch up soon.
Draco chuckled.
Yes, he can be quite fast when he wants to. He grimaced again, holding his stomach. There it is again. Harry ran back to the sitting room. Did it happen again?
Draco nodded.
Yes, but come on, I have Hilda McNeil standing by. She can help us.
Harry walked over to Draco's chair, helping him up.
Draco shook his head. Honestly, Harry, I can get up. We're feeling pains. What if the baby's here? Oh no, the baby is here, and we don't have your overnight bag, or the books, or...
We don't know unless we talk to McNeil first, Draco said, grimacing in pain again.
Harry placed one hand on the small of Draco's back while the other rested on his elbow. He led a grumbling Draco out of the sitting room, turning around to Narcissa and Lucius. Sorry about this.
Narcissa waved the apology away.
Don't be, dear. Go tend to Draco.
Right, thanks.
Harry turned back to Draco, speaking softly with him. Narcissa turned to Lucius, happiness dancing in her eyes.
We might have our grandchild soon. Isn't that great?
It is pleasurable news. However, is Harry having the child or Draco? Lucius asked.
Narcissa frowned, standing up on the table.
I seem to recall someone hiring a team of healers during my pregnancy.
She grinned when Lucius cleared his throat. He stood up, walking over to Narcissa.
Let's see what the healer has to say.
Narcissa nodded. I believe that's a splendid idea.
She followed Lucius out of the sitting room into the living room. Draco sat on the couch while Healer McNeil checked in. Well, she tried to finish her check, with Harry firing questions off at every second.
Is he okay? Is the baby here? Is the baby okay? Do we need to go to St. Mungo's? Should I leave and pack the bag now?
Mr. Potter, everything is fine. However, I would like Draco to come to St. Mungo's for observation. It is possible that the contractions are starting, but there is nothing to worry. McNeil stood up, turning to Harry, but meeting an empty spot.
Where's Mr. Potter?
I'll have to get my overnight bag, since you mentioned contractions, Draco said. Lucius resisted an exasperated sigh as Narcissa smiled behind her hand. McNeil blinked in surprise before helping Draco off the couch.
Draco chuckled. Wonder how he's going to be when the baby is born.
Harry, please, sit down. Draco's going to be okay, Hermione soothed.
The healers have informed us that the procedure is going smoothly. I believe you should relax, Narcissa said.
Lucius grunted in agreement. The twitch in his face increased in the waiting room. It seemed Ron developed the same twitch, but supported Harry all the same.
Harry sighed, taking a seat next to Hermione.
I know, but I'm worried. How is he? How's the baby? Is the baby okay? Is he okay? I can't stop thinking about it.
Well, the healer said there's nothing to worry about. All we can do is sit here and wait, Hermione said as Narcissa nodded.
The previous awkwardness between Hermione, Ron, and Malfoy died down when Harry started pacing. They spent many minutes calming Harry down and stopping him from entering the operating room. It turned out that the twinges Draco felt was the beginning stages of labor. The healers took Draco into the operatory to perform the cesarean, leaving an anxious Harry in the waiting room.
Things will work out, even if the process sounds complicated, Ron said.
Hermione and Narcissa glared as Harry paled.
Ron, Hermione scolded before taking Harry's hands in her own. Listen to me. Things will work out, okay. There's nothing for you to worry about.
What about... Harry started when a healer walked in.
Mr. Potter? Harry bounced out of his seat, almost taking Hermione with him. He walked over to the healer, his heart beating in anticipation.
Yes?
I'm Healer Richardson, and I'm pleased to announce that you're father.
He smiled, watching the color return to Harry's face.
I'm a father? Harry asked softly.
Richardson nodded.
Yes, congratulations.
Harry smiled as the words sank in. He turned to Hermione, Ron, and the Malfoys.
I'm a dad, he repeated happily.
Hermione and Narcissa stood up, going over to hug Harry.
Congratulations.
This is wonderful news, Narcissa said happily. Congrats, mate. Mom can't wait to hear this, Ron said, shaking his hand.
Congratulations. Lucius shook Harry's hand before stepping aside to stand with Narcissa. Narcissa wasn't fooled. She knew Lucius was eager to see his grandchild.
Harry's grin didn't leave as he turned to Richardson. Can I see him?
Of course. Right this way. Richardson walked down the hall with Harry, Ron, Hermione, and the Malfoys followed him.
Harry walked through the door. His eyes landed on Draco immediately. Draco looked paler than usual, but gave a small nod when Harry and the others entered his room. Harry looked over his heart, warming at the bassinet next to Draco's bed. He walked over, placing a kiss on Draco's forehead. How are you?
Tired and sore, but the healer said that's normal and will clear up in a few weeks.
Our little girl tired me out, Draco chuckled softly.
Little girl? Harry asked.
Draco smirked lightly.
Yes, I told you so.
Harry chuckled.
I'll give you this one. He peered over in the bassinet, smiling at the little bundle inside. He reached in, picking her up slowly. Harry looked down at the little girl, who opened her gray eyes. He chuckled at the small wisp of black hair on her head. Harry walked over, taking a seat on Draco's bed.
She's beautiful.
She is, but that's to be expected. Draco reached over in the blankets to touch her hand.
That's true. Harry cooed at her.
So, Harry, do you and Draco have an idea for a name? Hermione asked.
Not really. Do you have one? Harry asked. I do. I came up with it during my nighttime cravings, Draco said.
What is it? Harry placed the baby in Draco's arms.
Draco cradled the baby, moving the blanket away from her face.
Aurora. I think Aurora is a nice name.
Harry leaned over, drawing Draco in for a gentle kiss. He pulled away with a grin.
It's a beautiful name.
Draco returned it, sitting back with his daughter in his arms. Ron, Hermione, Lucius, and Narcissa gathered around the bed to welcome Aurora into the world. Aurora fussed lightly, but calmed down in Lucius's arms. Harry and Draco sat back in amusement. They could see many presents and treats in their daughter's future.
This has been Lovely Surprise by Blossom Dreams, read by Star Duchess. The fic was written for HD and Pregfest in 2010, and this podfic was recorded for the same fest in 2013. Thank you for listening.